time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' loss to the Lions on Monday night.
One and two after right now, after 3 weeks. How big of a hole do you think that is, or do you not even think that's much of a hole for this team?
I feel like the way we performed was a hole, like a huge hole, but you know, it's still the beginning of the season. You got a lot of work to do, and you just got to execute.
Lamar, I think you were sacked 7 times tonight. That rarely happens with you. What were you seeing back there that was causing problems?
Man, guys were doing stunts, and they had a spy, and sometimes the spy was, they was grabbing my leg, and that's just what it was. You know, they were dropping the coverage. Got 3 safeties back there. And I'm just not going to throw a Hail Mary ball, you know. I'm going to read the coverage out and then try to make something happen.
Lamar, you've seen spies a lot over your career. A lot of teams have done that. Did the Lions do something that was a little bit different from what other teams have done in the past?
Nah, they were just executing, you know. That's all it was. They just executed.
Lamar, can you just walk us through maybe that sequence? You have the ball down on the 1 yard line. Derek gets, you know, stopped a couple times, and then the sack, obviously. Just the difficulty of not converting those type of situations and what kind of went wrong there.
I can't tell you what went wrong. You know, we just didn't score. And that rarely happens, you know, and I feel like we just got to put points on the board right there in that situation. We're on a 1 yard line. We right there in the end zone. I feel like we got to punch in, find a way to punch in.
Lamar, I know every time you touch the ball, you want to score.
Absolutely.
But when you see the other team having their success in the long drives, do you feel that puts even more pressure on the offense to score at all?
Like you said, every time we're on the field, I feel like we should score. So I feel like that's just pressure regardless. You know, that's our job to put points on the board. I'm not looking at the other team, you know, probably look at the time of possession, like, okay, we got to put points on it here, on the board here. But I don't feel like we should be in panic mode or nothing like that. You know, just do the same thing. When we get our opportunity, draw the ball down the field like we always do, put points on the board. But at the same time, we were scoring pretty fast sometimes, and those guys were milking the clock. So in a way, we had to hurry up.
Mark, do you feel like this Derek's fumble in the fourth quarter was a pretty key play in the game, and we saw him on the sideline really upset. I mean, what do you say to him after that play and that sequence, and what's the team's faith in
just
Derek
let,
right now?
I don't let it go. You know, we had like 6 minutes and a half left in the game, you know, when that situation happened, and our defense did a great job, you know, stopping those guys, and we just got to find a way to drive the ball down the field and score, you know, right away. Because we were still in the game. It wasn't like it was a blowout or nothing like that.
Lamar, do you see this as a wake-up call or a shock to the system or whatever you want to call it for the entire team? And how do you expect everybody to respond this week?
I feel like week one was a wake-up call. You know, not just this loss. Week one was a wake-up call. Last week was a wake-up call, you know, because we started off slow last week. And, you know, we got beat tonight. Oh, Lions had a great game plan. I feel like offense and defense for those guys played great. We just got to find a way to win.